When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When you're in seminary preparing for the priesthood, every summer you go on a different little adventure. Sometimes you go to Guatemala to learn Spanish. Sometimes you'll go to a parish and learn the ropes from another pastor, like Father Dan. But every now and then, you get to go to a place we jokingly call Seminarian Summer Camp. It's a place in Nebraska where all you go is you just go and learn how to pray. It's such a blessing, and it's changed my life immensely, and many other of my brother priests called IPF, Institute for Priestly Formation. There I met a priest named Father Matt, and he left such an impact on me. Because the very first time I met him, he was just so present, so kind to me. He's like, "Oh, so good to meet you, man. Yeah, we're playing Frisbee tomorrow. You should come." He liked Frisbee a lot. He played 3 or 4 times a week with all the guys. He was a lot older than us, but he always wanted us to go out and play Frisbee with him. But every time I interact with him, he was just so kind, so present. And so I got thinking, okay, this guy must be one of my teachers. Maybe he's going to be a priest I go in spiritual direction with. I don't know. And throughout the summer, I kept waiting and waiting to learn if he's my teacher, if he had some reason to get to know me. And there was no reason. He was just so kind, just so holy, and so joyful. So near the end of the summer, I confronted him about it. I'm like, "Hey, Father Matt, what's up? I expected you to be my teacher, have a reason to get to know me, something. And there's nothing. You just decided to be kind. Tell me why you like this?" And Father Matt was taken aback, and he said one of his priests, one of his spiritual fathers, taught him a prayer to pray every morning. He said he prays when he wakes up every day, "Jesus, give me the wisdom to see your love for me and for others, and the courage to trust in your love. Jesus, give me the wisdom to see your love for me and for others, and the courage to trust in your love." Because when we see God's love for us, that changes things. When we have the courage to trust in it, the way we act is different. We see God's love in every single action, every gift, every blessing of the day, and we can't help with overflowing for joy and just giving ourselves to others. When we see differently, it changes things. In the gospel, Jesus makes the blind man see differently. And the man can go and leave different as he's able to see after he spits and put the spittle in his eyes. But it's a slow change. It's not an immediate healing, but Jesus actually heals the man twice. A little bit first, but then secondly, fully. For us to see differently, it takes time. It's something the Lord wants to do in our hearts and our eyes so badly, but it's not something that happens like that often. But it's a surgery the Lord wants to do in our hearts, and it's just gratitude. It's just thanksgiving. If we ask God for the gift to be thankful, what happens is we see everything as it really is. We see everything as a gift from God. It's like finally getting glasses to see not just, "Yeah, this happened, then I went to school, then I played a sport, then I went to my friend's house," but it's actually seeing it for what it really is, that God, our Father, has put everything in our lives as a gift to us. That school was a gift, that sport was a gift to us, and then going to our friend's house was such a gift from our Father. And when we see things as they truly are, like that, as a gift, we are changed. And the Lord opens our eyes, and we're made joyful and we can't help but just giving ourselves to others like Father Matt. When this happens, when you start to see everything and thanking the Lord for every little gift, it changes us. And it happens bit by bit. The spiritual exercise is just to start. Just to start thanking God for everything. Because everything is a gift from the Lord. And when we start thanking for Him, it changes us. And it changes us so much that we'll start to overflow with joy. Just like, thank you, God, for this, for that, for my friends, my family, for everything you give me. It's a gift, and I can't help but thank you. And we'll start to find the way to thank God appropriately. If we get a huge gift for Christmas, and we just say, thanks, that's not good enough. We have to do something more. There's something in our heart that wants to thank appropriately. Maybe a little thank you note. Maybe a little gift in return, actually. When God gives us so much, we have to give Him something back. Not that we have to, but there's something in our hearts that just wants to. And that thank you is called the Mass. We have so many things to thank God for, and there's so many things we can use to thank Him back, but the only thing that's good enough to actually thank our Father is the Holy Mass. Because that Mass, the bread and the wine, become Jesus. And Jesus Himself thanks the Father for us. At Mass, Jesus gives His body as a thank you card, as a thank you gift back to the Father. And we all get to come here and join Jesus in thanking the Father. So today we're going to start practicing this opening our eyes. Start practicing by giving thanks to our Father for every gift. As the gifts are brought up in a little bit, we'll place all the gifts we've received on the altar too. And Jesus will thank the Father for so much He's given us, and we have to and want to thank Him too. So whatever blessings the Lord has given you, place them on the altar today. My blessing I'm placing on the altar for this Mass today, this past weekend we got to take some high schoolers to a seminary to go check it out, and some young women to go to the convent and just go visit it. Some of our high schoolers got up at 3 a.m. to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. They did all sorts of just crazy, grateful things to God like that. And I can't pass that gift from God, just, thanks. I have to thank Him for something that incredible. And I think we all have something to thank God for today. And so we have to place it on the altar so Jesus can bring it before the Father.